The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Oh, is your little headache gone?
Yes.
I should make it in today because your headache's all over.
What's that supposed to mean?
You got over your little headache, did you?
They can't
Robbie,
be crippled.
He's okay now. His headache's over.
What's the matter with you?
No, nothing. I'm just checking in on you.
Dylan, for the first time in Dylan's life,
yeah,
he's the one that has called in sick the least.
Oh, so he's parading around like he's never done it before?
Yes.
Okay.
This is my first time.
2024.
Yeah. I got an eclipse migraine.
No, you did. You can't blame it on the... Well, you
gotta be... It has to have something to do with the solar something or the solar flare, solar glare, something.
We didn't even have an eclipse.
We had an eclipse. You didn't see the eclipse.
No way.
Many of us didn't see the eclipse. But I think that's what it must have been. A solar
migraine.
But
it gave
migraine.
You a headache?
It was a solar migraine.
Oh, come on.
A lot of people, I've always gotten weather headaches. When I grew up in Calgary, and Calgary has this phenomenon, I'm sure everybody knows, because they won't let you forget about it from Calgary, the Chinook.
Yeah.
And the Chinook knocks half of that city onto their backside for 3 days when a Chinook happens. Yeah, because it's like a barometric pressure thing. And, like, people with, like, arthritis, people with bad knees, bad joints, people that are sensitive to pressure changes, headaches, allergies. They're just, like, it's like the city, half of it shuts down if there's a Chinook from all these strange reactions to the quick temperature. Because it's when it goes from, like, minus 20 to, like, plus 18 in the span of, like, 30 hours, 24 hours. And so as a kid, I used to suffer them all the time. Suffer. And Dylan, you'd love the fact that the only thing that made me feel better when I was a kid, it wasn't Advil, it wasn't Tylenol, it was before I discovered Imitrex, but it was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh!
Oddly enough, that was my migraine headache relief when I was a kid.
I might have had the same thing.
I had like a 3-piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken. For some reason, I felt better. I can't explain it. I don't know what that was.
Weird.
Maybe it was just perfect timing. I have no idea. I know my dad got excited when I got a migraine.
Heck yeah.
There wasn't a lot of sympathy around the house. There was hope that I would get more headaches so that we could get and it was the old school neighborhood KFC. None of this fast fashion food that we're getting from KFC now where they just look over to the other side of the Pizza Hut and say, did you guys forget any salt? We're all over salt over here, Pizza Hut. God, I hate Taco Bell over there. I know we all share the same building. I hate that so much.
Why?
Back in the day, KFC had far too many tables and chairs.
Yeah.
Than it needed. Right?
Oh, it used to be
back
so
in the
good.
Day, you walked, there was that little metal bar that you kind of weaved your way around to place your order.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now it's like you're bumping into people that are there for Fry Supreme.
Right.
That it didn't look.
It's not the same.
That it didn't look.
Well, that's not for you anymore.
When I didn't have any fried chicken yesterday to cure the migraine, just some of this, I don't know what it is, this migraine medication that I'm on.
Tylenol?
No. It's like this prescription migraine stuff. It might be bad because I only get my migraine like once every year or so now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really, once every eclipse is what I'm finding now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, well, it's got to be something, Dylan. If my old migraines were barometric pressure related, these ones have to be solar flare related of some sort.
I don't know. Could be.
So I don't know if they've gone bad and they don't work anymore. Because I get like 40
what's
of these,
the different,
these what, migraine pills.
What kind? You don't know what they are?
I can't remember the name. I get the generic version.
But what do they do, release pressure?
Yeah, they're special, like they're a prescription-grade medication for migraines. I don't know. I take them like Tylenol and hope that they work.
Well, we're happy that your headache's gone. We are very happy to have you back.
Well, I look over at your workstation there, which is becoming more and more like your own office here, your own cubicle.
Yes.
On the first day, I guess that it would have been, what, Wednesday, you brought in a little light.
Yes.
Which was nice. It's a nice little ambient little desk light that you have.
Love this thing.
And then it looks like yesterday was this plant you brought in a nice little desk plant.
I love green.
Okay.
So I just wanted some green. You know how green's my favorite color now.
You adopted that last year.
Yeah. And so I just wanted a little bit of greenery because I think with the light in the greenery, it really makes it feel cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I can't help but notice the new thing you brought in. Robbie, did you notice the new thing that Dylan has brought in?
I noticed a couple things, yeah.
I want you to kind of look over there and see what Dylan has now got on display
was
as
it
he
today
continues
that he
to. Yeah, well, is this today, Dylan, that you set this up?
I just set them up.
He I'm just excited. Set them up. So, Robbie, you go ahead and tell us what you see.
Well.
And this is Dylan as he continues to create his own private workspace in the studio.
My God.
All right, what does he have on display, Robbie?
What are you doing?
doing?
What? What do you mean? You guys are acting weird today.
He has got four frames stood up on his workspace, right? This is it. We all share a counter with basically just a bunch of monitors in between us. That's what our control room looks like. But he's trying to create more of a cubicle kind of feeling here. Robbie, what do you see over there?
What I see is what I think might be fraudulent documents framed.
Yes. No.
There's no way you took all those courses.
I did?
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went into my HR department.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We get company email. We have to do company courses.
All the time.
Like four or five a year.
Endless, yep.
Yeah, so I buckled down and I thought I better take all these courses that they have. They said they were all overdue. And so I started going into my overdue one night.
Now,
and I was shocked how many I hadn't taken.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I see, there's one that says workplace harassment. What is that one?
Yeah, workplace harassment and violence prevention.
Didn't you just harass him about his migraine?
Really? Oh, that's not harassment according to what I read.
Oh, okay.
I'm not here
I took the course, have you?
Little baby. Little boy.
Well, you have taken the course. We haven't.
Yeah,
so
well.
You've got a certificate for completion of the workplace harassment program.
Here's what happened.
What is the other? What are the other certificates?
Well, I got all certificates
you have here. Read them on out, Dylan.
The accessibility awareness.
On display in picture frames in his little workspace, okay?
Indigenous cultural awareness part one. Now, part two, I haven't got to.
Okay.
Okay. I don't see that one in mine.
It's a big one, but I'm going to get to that one. Don't worry. It's just that these took a while.
Okay.
And then cybersecurity 101.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm overdue on that one.
That's a 2023 course.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you just caught up on that, did you?
Yeah. So I don't know how cybersecurity, probably a lot has changed.
Oh, I imagine. You better take the 2024 course.
Don't worry. I'm going to.
Okay.
But
he's got pictures, framed certificates hanging, like a doctor might have his medical degree. Lawyers might have their law degrees. Dylan's got his certificate of completion of cybersecurity 101 and workplace harassment.
It looks good, though.
Here's what happened. I'll be honest. I thought I would log in and see what I had due, and I was like, whoa, they got a lot of courses that I haven't taken.
Right.
So I buckled down that night, and I thought I better take these courses and really get ahead of it.
Okay.
Because I thought maybe this is standing in the way of my employment raises because I haven't taken some of the courses.
Okay, yeah. So they do the performance evaluation and they say, everything's looking good, except I see here you haven't taken any of the corporate policy courses yet. Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I can get through these.
I don't even know how to get into my portal, my HR profile portal.
It's confusing.
I have no clue how to do it.
But then when I completed the first one, and I thought, workplace harassment and violence prevention, and I completed it, and all of a sudden it gave me a certificate, and I thought, what the hell is this for? Where on earth would someone put this? I couldn't understand.
Right.
And then I thought, well, if they've gone through the work of printing out a PDF that said I completed it,
right,
I'm going to honor it and make sure my superior boss knows that I've completed them.
Wow.
So I want everyone to know I'm going to leave them out here.
Okay.
Right? So people can walk by and see that I have completed all these courses.
It's almost like, because that's where DJ Mike Tomas sets up. It's almost like you're rubbing it in his face.
Yeah, a little bit. I wonder if he's...
No, I bet you Mike completes his courses.
I don't know. I didn't even know those courses were they mandatory or are they optional?
No, they're mandatory.
Really?
Yeah, one was overdue 832 days. And I thought, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I better get on that one.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to have them, though. I think, to be 100% honest, with the plant and the light in this, I almost look like a professional.
It is looking more and more like a little workspace cubicle that you're developing over there.
Yes, right? I'm very proud of these, because one of them I failed and I had to retake.
Which one? Was it workplace harassment?
Let me guess,
it wasn't harassment. Cyber security.
Okay.
All sorts of things going on in space. I'm very excited to have these, though.
Okay, well, congratulations, Dylan.
Thank you.
The most decorated employee here.
So far, so good.
In the studio here this morning. Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show. Friday, yes, outstanding.
Yeah.
What do we have for what's it called? $20,000 sound. Was it solved yesterday?
No.
Is it all done? We're all done with that? No?
Not yet.
Okay, so what's the current jackpot standing at now? 18-something?
It's got to be like 18,
18-1?
18-1. $18,100.
Wow, $18,100. $100 with that sound at 8 o'clock. So we'll do that here this morning. A text message reads, Robbie, how do I reserve a table for my mom's baking at the sale? So I'm assuming the sidewalk sale, some of the details were revealed yesterday
it
on that.
Underway.
We kicked it off. We had our first two tables.
Yesterday was a month until?
A month, yeah, a month.
One month until yesterday.
We signed up three tables.
Okay.
Three different donations came through. So every it's coming along.
Okay, explain to me how that's happening coming up then. Okay,
sure.
I missed out on that because of my itty bitty baby headache, as Dylan will call it.
But poor little guy.
He's allowed to do that because he is certified in workplace harassment, and that is.
That's not harassment.
Totally fine to call it.
I can show you some harassment.
Oh,
I learned all about it.
Okay.
You just keep talking, I'll harass you.
It's a very nice workplace you
Thank
have
you.
There.
Thank you.
Plus, we're heading into a pretty nice weekend. What, 14 degrees this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous.
That's what it is?
You got
it. 14-degree weekend?
Yeah, but watch out for Monday and Tuesday, just warning.
I don't want to know about that. Okay. I want nothing to know about that right. And the impending neck tattoo. Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
I just wrote down the forecast.
Yeah.
From this new app. Takes me a while. This new app that you guys have forced me to start using. It's fairly accurate. I hope it's fairly accurate until Sunday.
Right.
And then it has no idea what it's talking about. Because of that no snow guarantee. Monday looks okay.
Okay.
Tuesday's a little touch and go.
Yeah, right. You never know what will happen.
That will be probably the shortest lived no snow guarantee if it does indeed snow on Tuesday. The punishment is I have to get a neck tattoo.
Sorry, man.
You did this to yourself.
Yeah.
Now, you are in on it too, Robbie, because if it ultimately doesn't end up with snowing on Tuesday, you're still alive in this.
Well, that's the thing.
The no snow guarantee, because if the no snow guarantee comes true, you have to get a face tattoo.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
Well, we talked about it a lot yesterday.
Oh, did you?
And I'm the smart one here.
In what way?
In my, the odds are with me.
Because it most likely will snow again?
Yes, yes.
I understand. Which is why I guess the face tattoo is more drastic than the neck tattoo.
Yep, that's why.
Both equally as drastic, though. Maybe not equally, but both very drastic, are they
not? I don't
think
they're equal, no. I think face tattoo worse than neck tattoo.
A little higher up, sure. But they're both pretty. I mean, that's asking a lot for a punishment there, Dylan.
Yep, I agree.
Robbie, when he walked through the door here this morning, I was walking out, he was walking in, he said, "Hey, do I look evil to you today?" try and figure out why Robbie thinks he looks evil today.
I am.
But this is Ashley first. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
So Ashley is asking Robbie something about the sidewalk sale. It's 1 month away.
May 11th.
May 11th.
Saturday, May 11th.
Okay, May 11th on the Saturday. Do we know the times yet of the entire
thing?
Yeah,
we're doing 11 to 4.
11 to 4, Saturday, May 11th. We bring back the Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale. Okay. What is your question, Ashley?
Well, I want to know how I hook my mom up with a table.
What kind of stuff does your mom have?
She sells baking and bread and that sort of stuff at farmers markets.
Okay, so you want a business table.
A business table, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay, right. There's a business table and then there's a not business table?
$25 if you're just selling things around your house. If you're selling something for a business, it's going to be a $50 donation to the Robbie Fund.
Ooh, $50.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of baking does your mommy make?
You know, like small town Saskatchewan, good farm cooking type stuff.
Like a roast?
We call them, well, yes, but bread, buns.
Oh, buns. Oh, a prairie bun, Dylan.
A prairie bun
is just, nobody can make a bun like a rural prairie household, you know, like a farmhouse bun. Oh,
yeah.
Does it shine? Does she brush a little shine on top? I don't know what that is. That lacquer that they put on a bun? What is that?
Oil? It's just a little butter.
Oh, it's butter. Oh. Okay.
Yum, 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 yum.
My grandma taught me to make buns when all the boys were in the farm.
Yeah.
Feeding all the animals. I hung back and made buns for the boys.
Yeah.
Man, did I like a good grandma bun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm. Soft and warm and sweet. Your mom, let's give her a table. Let's give her 10 tables.
For buns? The bun table?
We only have limited tables for business.
Okay.
We're reserving about 25 tables for business, so we got to be careful with our business tables.
What does she make for baking?
So if you're from Saskatchewan, you call squares dainties for some reason. In your bunny hug, you call them a dainty.
Yeah, that is such a Saskatchewan statement right there. While you're wearing your gotch. What is it? It's gotch in Saskatchewan and ginch?
Yes.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like date squares, this thing we call funeral squares, which is like coconut and chocolate chips.
As if to say, if you eat too many, it's your funeral, or everybody brings them to a funeral?
I think it's the first thing people eat at a funeral because they're the best.
Okay.
Okay. What an odd name for a treat. A
I know,
beautiful
I
square.
Know.
Okay, it's like sex
West
in a pan.
Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Does your mom make marshmallow peanut butter squares?
Yeah, confetti squares. She does make those.
Ongoing argument since I've started to, since my fiance and I got together on whether they should be colored marshmallows or white marshmallows.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, who's arguing?
No. I say white marshmallows.
Why?
She says colored marshmallows.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Colored marshmallows.
Yeah, I don't understand why white.
But they're the same thing, right? It's not like a pink or green or a white marshmallow. They don't have different tastes.
Yeah, they do.
No way.
Yeah.
You mean to tell
marshmallow
me?
Marshmallow taste test. Send Robbie to the store.
I'm in on that. You mean, I can't. I hate marshmallows unless they're surrounded in peanut butter in a square.
Yeah, I don't like marshmallows.
But you mean to tell me a colored marshmallow tastes different than a white marshmallow?
Absolutely.
Not a chance.
Absolutely.
Feels more luxurious.
Have you ever had homemade marshmallows?
What?
No.
Isn't that just a hot
homemade
shoe?
No.
What's a homemade
My mom also makes marshmallows.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
They're delicious.
Yeah, then your mom can absolutely have a table. Does she wash her hands before she makes all this stuff?
She has a proper food license from
she does.
The government.
Oh, sounds like she's qualified then, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to give her a table, Robbie?
I mean, is there going to be
she
any...
She makes funeral dainties.
Is there going to be any options for healthy snacks, like fruit?
Oh, Jesus.
Robbie.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You know, gluten-free buns.
I'll pack you something healthy, Robbie. Ooh. Don't worry.
I mean, it's good. We do need some food there. So.
Yes.
We're going to try to keep them as, like, varied as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any bun tables, so maybe we get her
buns and treats. Who's that? Tell that thing to shut up. Who is that? Who's that in the background?
This is Ashiki, and he's 2 and wild.
Hi, Ashiki.
Wild.
You're cute. Okay, thank you. Hang on. Robbie will get information for your mom's table, okay?
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, hold on.
Colored marshmallows have a different flavor.
They
but
do.
Also, it's more fun to look at those peanut butter fluffs when they've got colored marshmallows in it.
My mama just always made them with white ones.
I think it's also because they're less expensive. They are.
The white ones are cheaper?
Just for you, all about white, hey?
Well, you did take the sensitivity training course, as your certificate is well on display there. Yeah. I just always grew up having the white marshmallows.
No, but they are different flavors.
I don't know if I believe that.
Why wouldn't you?
Here's a text message. Colored marshmallows are tutti frutti flavored.
Yeah.
And it absolutely makes a difference if you use them.
Yeah, your mom is making them wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
I can honestly tell you, I've never thought that a colored marshmallow has a different flavor than a white marshmallow.
Why do you think they have it?
I don't know. They're just for fun and change.
No. No, there's different flavors.
So are you trying to tell me that if you get sprinkles on your sundae, like the rainbow flavor, does every one of those sprinkles have a different flavor?
I don't think so.
No.
But marshmallows do.
They're like big, smaller marshmallows, big sprinkles.
Sometimes.
Whatever.
They're not.
How?
Yeah.
Does each of the marshmallows have a different flavor from one another?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah.
Robbie, do you believe any of this?
I believe that the colored ones taste different, but I think they're like M&Ms. They would all just taste the same, though.
I don't think that's true.
I think they all taste different ones.
917-917. The colored marshmallows taste differently than white marshmallows.
I have no credibility with this.
Neither do I. I can't stand marshmallows unless they're in those peanut butter
squares. Yeah, so how could you say this? You've never even tried a marshmallow on its own.
It just shocks me. Yeah. Why? But
okay.
It just because marshmallows have such a distinct marshmallow taste. I don't know why they'd want to be. This one needs to be a little more tutti fruity
like
than the other ones.
If you get the green ones, are like limey almost.
Really?
Yeah, I remember. It's got a little. It's a weird taste
to
it.
They're adding more chemicals to marshmallows for the colored ones.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah.
I've looked them up, and the pink ones are meant to be strawberry, green ones are meant to be lime.
Well, meant to be is one thing. Can you tell the difference?
Well, I would think so.
Yeah. Because
Fruit Loops apparently are all the same. But did you debunk that when we did a taste test Tuesday, or did you uphold that?
I can't remember which. I remember we did it.
We did an M&M one,
and you could tell the difference in the taste of not M&Ms, but in Fruit Loops, or you couldn't tell the difference.
I can't remember
because the rumor is that every colored fruit loop tastes the exact same.
We've done it both.
We've done them both?
I think we've done them both, yeah.
And? Do you remember the results?
They were inconclusive. We couldn't tell a difference.
Okay, that's Robbie saying we can't remember the results.
Well, I think there's I think on Facebook.
Well, for sure the M&Ms we couldn't.
No.
I'm going to look it up.
No.
Okay, Robbie, you look it up. Get the
Skittles,
answer for
could
us.
We? I think we could with Skittles.
Skittles definitely have different tastes.
Yeah, and I think we did that as well.
And marshmallows have different tastes as well.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, it's, that's why you have to make the squares with the colored marshmallows.
And so Ashley's got a table for her mom. How many tables do we give away? Is it just kind of we do it as it comes? We're not sure.
We have 1 month and 100 tables, we're thinking.
Wow, 100 tables?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sidewalk sale is 1 month from today. So yeah. What do you have, Robbie?
Got a blindfolded pepper eating M&Ms.
Okay, and?
I don't think you did it.
You can't tell the difference on an M&M. Do we have the Fruit Loop? Do you have a record of when we did the Fruit Loop?
I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Don't get too big of a bag of marshmallows, Megan, because marshmallows are gross.
Well, you can bake with them.
They're not as bad as... I like a stale marshmallow better than a fresh marshmallow.
Ew.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Is that all that's in Lucky Charms? Or stale marshmallows? No. I love a good cereal marshmallow.
Those got to be different. No.
Yeah, those are chemically created marshmallow.
Oh, as opposed to the regular naturally grown marshmallows in fields?
They're a different thing.
It's natural sugar.
They're different completely?
I think so.
Because if you have a stale marshmallow, it has that consistency of a good cereal marshmallow. I love a good cereal marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd. I despise a regular marshmallow. I despise even more. Oh, this is going to make people mad. I'm not even going to say it.
Do it.
What is it?
Campfire marshmallow.
That's my favorite.
You don't like a campfire marshmallow?
The only thing that a campfire marshmallow is good for is watching it go up in flames and fall into the pit.
No.
And ooze off of the stick. That's all they're good for.
You don't know how to cook them properly.
Yeah, take pride in it.
The entire process of a campfire marshmallow, the entire thing from start to finish, getting it on a stick, toasting it perfectly over the coals without it. I love when it just ignites spontaneously. Oh,
that
brings me such joy. Just seeing it like a magic trick. It's on fire, but not being able to do that. And then grabbing it. Ooh, ha, 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 ha. And then you're out in the middle of the woods. And your fingers are all sticky. There's
when
no
are you
cloth.
In the middle of the woods?
Yeah, you've never been
You're
there.
Supposed to be when you make them.
Get out
no
of here.
No cloth to be found anywhere. You're sticky for the rest of your camp trip.
Yeah.
That's my hot take of the day.
Yeah,
campfire marshmallows, the worst.
That's why they have graham crackers.
So you don't get it all over your fingers?
Yeah.
That's how a s'more was invented.
I believe so.
Somebody was like, oh, I got it all over my hands. They're like, here, grab two of these and one of these.
Yeah. That's delicious.
Yeah. I'm on.
You don't like a campfire marshmallow? No. Marshmallows are pretty gross, you guys.
This just says
pepper is weird.
That I don't like a campfire marshmallow?
Yeah, pepper, what the hell is your problem with marshmallows?
It turns into sauce. How do you cook sauce on a stick?
Sauce is the best part of things.
No, it's slimy and it leaks out the
There's
sides.
Too much
it's
risk.
So messy.
You're doing it wrong.
Too much mess risk in a campfire marshmallow.
No.
You're putting it in the heat, too much in the heat.
Yeah, Robbie,
you
tell
it better than to fry it.
I bet you cook a crappy hot dog. Dude.
Jennifer, do you like a campfire marshmallow?
I do.
Oh, well, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I was really hoping that would come full circle there, Dylan, didn't it?
No.
I can't work. Make a campfire hot dog either. It just blisters with char.
That's the best taste, though.
It's
char
just
is
too
good.
Charred and black, and it's crusty on the outside.
Love it.
It develops that,
you know
that
why?
Blister
you don't have patience.
Exoskin.
That's
yeah.
what it comes down
I don't,
to.
I don't have campfire patience.
And that's
Not
what you
in
need.
The slightest. Nope.
Mm-mm.
Patience is what makes it good.
I'm also watching a video right now that the Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Yeah,
they're freeze dried. Put them in the microwave for 17 seconds. They expand to normal marshmallows.
Get out of here!
That's what it says.
Oh my God, that's interesting.
Do I need to buy some of those?
That's what TikTok is saying. I'm seeing the videos.
Could that be a fact of the day or a fact of the year, Dylan?
I don't know if that's fact of the year.
We have to test it.
But I wouldn't mind
that a Lucky Charms marshmallow
are freeze dried.
Uh-huh.
So when you put them in the microwave for 17 seconds, they expand.
It expands into a regular marshmallow.
Into a bigger marshmallow.
Oh, buy a box of
water.
Megan, buy a box of Lucky Charms as well. We've got to try that. That's fascinating. Jennifer's here with a question for, I guess you can answer better than anybody else, Dylan.
Okay.
Jennifer's been on hard times. Her radio in her car doesn't work anymore.
Oh, no.
What happened to it?
I don't know. I just got in one day and it just wouldn't turn on.
Yeah.
That's a necessity.
That's not good for us.
The fuse might have gone. I can help you if you need it.
We need her to have a functioning radio.
My radio in my dad's truck doesn't work. I have to drive everywhere with headphones and listen to my phone.
Well, but you can't listen to us anyway.
Yeah, we need you to be able to listen.
Yeah. What do we do about that?
We got to fix it. We're fixing your radio.
We're going to fix your radio, Jennifer. Okay. But in the meantime, she's got a question, Dylan, that you could probably answer best. What is it, Jennifer?
Are you guys doing a bachelorette?
Yeah, the bachelorette. I mean, we're more than open to it at this point. Okay. My girlfriend says that she will take it on, and she would be excited to do it. So there is a good chance that we will do it, yeah.
What, do you want to do it, or with Ashley, and you just want to listen along to it?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a candidate I would like to propose.
Oh, who's this?
Okay, because a lot of people
want to... My tenant.
Oh, okay. Because Ashley was the overwhelming favorite to be the next, like, the bachelorette.
Oh.
Continue down okay. that path. But let's hear a little more about your tenant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. She's a... I think a lot of people can sympathize. Like, online dating's not, like, the greatest.
Yeah, hear that.
And I just watched, like, the whole thing on Instagram, and I was like, wow, that'd be so fun for... maybe her to go through.
How old is she?
30.
30 years old. Does she have kids? And what's her life like? Is she just looking to settle down? She can't find anybody? The usual bachelorette fare?
Yeah, pretty much. No kids.
No, okay.
No kids. All okay. Right. Looking for. I mean, people really, really want Ashley to. At this
okay.
point, but we could...
Well, then maybe the next one.
We've got open a it up, growing yeah. list of people Oof. That want to do this, because Dylan, it sounds like, might be, you know, it's a long way away from being two for two, but you're certainly one out of one.
Well, yeah, I mean, very mm-hmm. interested how it's developing. And it was, I mean, right now, we're going to say no to your roommate, but we will fix your radio. Your tenant,
there
sorry.
There you go.
But we will fix your radio with the good guys at Farley's.
We're going to do
okay.
this?
Yeah, they'll fix it. You should see what they can do down there. They can fix a radio.
Is that right?
Heck yeah.
How do they know what's okay. wrong with the radio?
I don't know. They'll figure it out. They put cars together from nothing.
Okay. Sure they can do that to a radio?
Yeah.
Are you speaking for them, or did they message you while
messaged.
We were doing this segment?
They
said,
messaged.
We'll fix your radio?
Says we could fix your radio.
Really?
Oh,
we're
going to
fix your radio.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys.
But we're not. Farley's is.
All right.
But because of us.
Yeah.
So you're in the radio, we'll hopefully, but you have to only listen to us. We'll make it so that
I
you
do.
Listen
yeah,
to
lock
I tell everybody to listen.
It's the only thing that can happen. Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Should we put her on hold? I know, we've got your text here. We'll let you know what information we need from you, okay, for your
okay, awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you got it. Well, we are really nice already today.
Yeah, no, but, well, I mean, again, Pat's from Farley's.
According to Robbie, the problem with the radio could be that somebody put baloney in the disk drive.
What?
Robbie said earlier one of the computers here doesn't work, and he said maybe somebody put baloney in the disk drive.
Well, what
maybe.
A waste of baloney.
That's a good way to ruin a computer.
Can yeah. you even put baloney in a disk drive?
I didn't put anything in a disk drive.
It's the same thickness as a CD.
Can't put a Wolverine in a disk drive, Megan.
That's if you chop it up.
Oh, God. That's so morbid.
Okay, so you're going to go get marshmallows. We're going to taste if colored marshmallows have a different taste than white marshmallows. And we're going to take a Lucky Charms marshmallow and put it in the microwave to see if it turns into a regular marshmallow. And then we might indeed have a fact of the year.
It's conflicting reports on that. We'll see.
What is happening with Ashley with The Bachelor? Your girlfriend's all in? Are you trying to figure it out? We're going to wait until after the sidewalk sale to resume chat on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Ashley said she was all in. My girlfriend says she's all in. But
That's
we just
exciting.
Have a couple things happening behind the scenes, including okay. the sidewalk sale, including the playoff song, including
right,
the playoffs
right.
kicking off.
Right.
So we're going to give it a little bit of a rest.
Okay.
And then we're going to come strong.
It's a good thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be good.
And Cam is back today?
I think so. Yeah, I'm very interested. I've been wanting to message him, and I've also been wanting to give him his space.
Right.
But I do know, which he probably doesn't want me talking about any of his life anymore.
Okay.
But I do know the first night that he had the number, they were on the phone for over an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
For purists and enthusiasts of music from the late 90s, that's the wrong version of Spaceman.
Oh.
That was the original Biff Naked version that came out for alternative radio. It was back in the day when they'd make different versions for different formats of radio.
Right.
And I'm assuming whoever put that in the system didn't know that because 1999 was 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 25 years
25
ago.
25 years
25
ago.
25 years. It was a quarter century ago, that song. That song is a quarter century old, Dylan.
Wow. That's an oldie.
A quarter century old.
Mm. Yeah, that's wild.
Right?
Well, I mean, we still kind of got the
you
essence
go back,
of the song.
Let me take you on back to 1999.
Okay.
Yep. If I take you to 1999 and you're buying something at the corner store and you get change, right, which used to happen when we used money.
Okay.
And you get a quarter and it said 1974 on it.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, that quarter is old.
Right.
Do you still feel that way if you get a quarter that says 1999?
I would feel old if I got a quarter. I haven't touched money in a long time.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it that way. You're right.
But for sure.
Did you always look at the years of your change when you got it?
Only pennies.
Only pennies.
For some reason, I didn't care about anything else. I didn't care about like a quarter or a dime. I've never even looked at a dime, but I always would look at a penny.
You can't look at a dime. You can barely see a dime.
Yeah. I never did.
I've never been able to understand. Robbie, can you look into the history? And I know you've got your Biff Naked story on what Biff Naked was doing when you met her in a second here. Why is a dime smaller than a nickel? Does anybody know the answer to that?
The material used, maybe?
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Because I think it was.
Everything goes up in size as far as its value.
Because nickel was made of nickel before, right?
And then swap them. Make the dime the nickel.
I know.
And it's, the other way around.
It's strange.
Right?
It was a lapse.
It always threw me off.
A dime was made out of 10 cents worth of silver.
Okay.
Since silver was more valuable than nickel, coin was smaller.
Well, thank you, Dylan.
There you go.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. Makes sense.
That nickel, huh? If you weren't paying close enough attention, you thought it was a quarter. Every time when I'm at the video arcade.
Really?
Yeah.
They were so different in size.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what that is. Hey, Robbie, okay, so what was Biff Naked doing when you met her? When was this? What was happening? How did it all go down?
It was a long while back.
We promised it. Biff Naked won the morning foreplay.
It did. I was waiting to interview Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
It was Nate Ookfest way back in the day.
Wow.
Where they would bring a lot of artists to come play at Nate.
This is a quarter century old.
This is when you're still in school.
Mm. Yeah, this is way back when.
Okay.
And I was waiting because I did the hip hop show at Nate Radio, where Megan is freshly almost graduated from.
Soon, that's coming. Mm-hmm. What, next month, Megan?
Well, actually, technically, my practicum ends next week.
Wow, I thought it already ended.
No surprise. Oh. It's on the 18th.
Okay.
And then
now I don't feel so bad about her getting coffee every day, though.
And then graduation is June.
Oh, not
July,
till June. Okay.
I believe.
Congratulations. For those who don't know, by the way, that Biff Naked was a Vancouver, Vancouver punk rock legend.
She's kind of punkish, yeah.
And a Canadian kind of industry legend in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah. So, she had some hits, yeah.
And I mean, nothing more evident than the fact that she was visiting Nate for Ookfest.
It was a big event.
Go. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
It was a really, really big event before they did all these ones down in the River Valley and stuff.
Okay.
So I did the hip hop show on NR92, the station for the students.
Mm-hmm.
And I lined up a Vanilla Ice interview.
Okay, yeah. Oh,
so I was the only one, I guess, graced with the allowed to do the interview with him.
Wow. Privilege. You could say graced with the privilege.
Graced with the privilege of being the guy that interviewed Vanilla Ice. So I'm just waiting there. And it's amongst all the trailers where all the artists would go.
Okay. Ooh.
And I glance over and I see in one of these trailers, the shades are up. And I see Biff Naked just kind of standing there dancing. Like
in the same trailer as you are in?
No, because I was outside of the trailer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So one of the trailers was Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
One was for Biff Naked.
They all had trailers
in this area.
Okay.
And the people from the media and stuff were all waiting for their turn to either go in the trailer or whatever.
Okay.
So I'm standing outside of Biff Naked's trailer, and I can see her inside bobbing up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like she's just that's like her pregame ritual.
She's dancing. She's
warming
ready for
up,
her show,
getting ready, and she's bobbing.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm trying not to be a creep and really look in there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's Biff Naked. Oh my God, look at her. She's right there.
You're curious.
I'm really close.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I see two giant men, on either side of her, lift her up,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, like royalty almost.
Okay.
Simba.
So she's elevated. I'm like, whoa, this is cool. Maybe they're the backup dancers.
Right. They're practicing a move.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm like, oh, cool. So I kind of get a little bit closer and I peek in. And I'm like, oh my God. They bring her over to the sink.
In the trailer?
In the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
They rest her down. They're suspending her in midair mm-hmm. over the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts peeing.
Not have a toilet?
It didn't have toilets. So she's sitting there bobbing up and down.
She had to go.
She had to pee.
Oh, she had to pee so bad.
And these big bodyguards picked her up, hovered her over the sink so she could
pee. She's very dainty. She's very little. Yeah. Yes, okay.
And I felt like I had violated something, so I got out of there. But it was so neat.
They had a sink but not a toilet in the trailer?
I know, very strange.
Very weird.
Or she didn't want to use the toilet. I don't know, but I don't know why they couldn't make her hover.
Who would when there's a perfectly good sink there,
Perfectly good sink.
Like, okay.
She people could see in.
She was doing the pee dance.
So anyway.
Did you see her nude?
I didn't see her nude because she
naked,
had.
Naked, Dylan's. Biff naked.
No.
I'm Biff nude.
She was eight. No, I didn't see anything I shouldn't have seen. I just knew she was peeing.
Okay. Debatable whether you saw anything.
It was weird.
It was weird. Yeah, okay. That is an odd story.
Were you there for the duration of the urination duration, or?
Well, I left because I thought she, I
you
I
wanted to give
I
her privacy. You wanted to turn your back. Yeah, it's.
It was very unsettling because when I realized, I thought I was seeing something like an artist warming up.
Yeah.
You know, some inside secrets of the trade, but it was just she had to pee.
Good thing she didn't get stage fright.
Well, I guess.
In a way.
Is you going out on
this? Wasn't.
No,
that's not good. Text message says, "Well, you best be hiring Megan." I thought we already did. What happened here? You're still doing your. I thought we hired you. Did we not?
Yeah. It's confirmed that I'm hired on after. Yes.
Oh, it hasn't started yet.
No.
Oh,
got to finish your practicum before you get hired.
Practicum.
But you know she's getting hired.
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole point of the practicum?
Yeah, but you got to finish
it
out.
Did she succeed in her practicum? Kinda. She got hired. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was dumb of us to hire you so soon.
I know.
We should have waited.
I still got to write a 2,500-word essay.
2,500?
Or what?
On everything I've done here. It's my entire, it's worth like 25%.
GPT can do it for you in seconds.
Well, I mean, you've been doing lots of programs. Do you want to do it for me?
Yeah. No wait problem. A second, Megan. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
You've got to write a 2,500-word essay
on
your time here.
Yes.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Do you want the full essay?
I would like to hear what it's all about. Yeah. An essay? Oh, dear God. And what happens if you don't write it? You fail?
Yeah.
But you got the job.
I know, but it's a fat
part
of my
mark.
Why
even go back?
Because you need the diploma.
Dylan, didn't you make a deal with your instructor when you were in radio school?
Yep.
If you could get a job, he'd pass you. He just don't ever come back?
Yeah,
wasn't that
in
the agreement?
He hated me.
This was the head of the department hated you so much that he said, if you get a job somewhere, I'll just give you an A. I'll give you your diploma.
You're
and
mixing
you're
the story up.
Okay, what happened?
The story was that the one instructor and I did not get along.
Okay.
And he did not like me because I was working, volunteering in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
While going to school.
Okay.
And he hadn't been in the industry for like 25 years.
Uh-huh.
And so he would be teaching, mm-hmm. and he would say things. I'm like, that's not how it is.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's not how it's happening. Okay. And I kept on correcting him, and he would get so mad at me.
Jeez, I wonder why.
Because, you're telling me 25 years ago. Like, I'm telling you what's happening currently.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he would get mad, and we would fight. And one day I corrected him, I guess, one too many times.
Okay.
And so in front of the entire class, he told me to blank off and die.
Oof.
Nice.
And he yelled it at me.
Sounds like he'd had enough, huh?
Yeah. And so I had enough, too.
How come you didn't jump over the counter and punch him like you did the KFC customer?
Well, it was close. I got up immediately from class, and I went right to the dean, and I said, listen, I'm not paying money to be treated like crap by one of your employees.
Yeah.
And so then we had to have a big sit-down.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he didn't want me there anymore. And I said, well, I don't want to be here anymore. And he said, well, if you get a job,
mm-hmm.
I'll sign your diploma and it's like you graduated.
He just didn't want you there so bad.
And I said, no, that's perfect. So I got a job 2 days later.
Uh-huh.
I came back and he handed me a diploma a year and a half early.
Hear that, kids? There are more ways than
So I got a diploma and I didn't do half of the school.
Don't tell my son that story, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
I think he's got to work hard, not just tick people off so much that they don't want you around in school.
Worked out in the end, didn't it?
See, Megan, you've already got the job. You're done.
That's what
Adios,
I was thinking.
Suckers.
I know.
2,500 words on working on this show.
I don't know what that will sound like.
God, what do I even say?
We'll give away some more tables in the Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale, which is a month away, and Megan is back from her quick jaunt to the superstore. Two things we're doing here this morning. Dylan is trying to tell me, and I find it hard to believe, that colored marshmallows have a different taste than plain marshmallows.
100%.
I think they have a different color, and that's where the difference ends.
Okay.
You're saying no. So we're going to do a blind taste test on colored and plain marshmallows coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have heard a rumor on TikTok, Robbie found, that if you take a marshmallow from the Lucky Charms, some cereal marshmallows.
A dried, freezed marshmallow.
And put it in a microwave for 17 seconds, it returns to its original marshmallow form.
Yes.
I find that really hard to believe.
Me too.
I'm not a scientist. Robbie almost was one. So we're going to do that experiment and see if indeed a Lucky Charms marshmallow will turn into a regular marshmallow before our very eyes in 17 seconds.
Very well could.
Okay.
Well, if you leave it in milk long enough, does it not turn?
It absorbs some of the milk. But see, I've got this vision from the way Robbie told the story, and it's a better vision than the other story Robbie had.
That's gross. Yeah,
but I've got this vision that the marshmallow just goes in the microwave, and it's back to like this soft, fluffy marshmallow for
some
reason.
It might be. We don't know.
Is that what we're to expect, Robbie?
Well, that's what some of the videos kind of show.
TikTok. Get out of here, TikTok.
They might be faking it for views.
Yeah, I have a vision that they're going to shrivel up and burn.
Yeah. Let's lug the microwave right in here so we can watch it happen firsthand.
We might be able to do that. I'll check it out.
I think it's like, isn't
the plug's buried?
Isn't it put into the wall?
Yeah. Rip it right out of the wall, Robbie. We've got to see this happen.
Oh, boy.
So we'll find out those two. Some marshmallow content coming up.
Yep.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
None of us know how the hours on this celebration of life work tomorrow.
Well, I mean, show up when it says to.
Well, I messaged a couple of the coaches that are going, and they're like, are you going right at 1? Just drop in whenever? Nobody seems to know.
Does it say drop in? Because if it doesn't say drop in whenever, then you go.
Anything. It's from 1 to 3:30. That seems like an excessive amount of time for it to just hang out.
Guy died.
Doesn't it? Well, I know he died, but is that not?
You can't give him 3 hours?
No, I'm happy to give it 3 hours. I just don't know if I have to or if I come like later on, if you just drop in and say hello to the family and then leave. I don't know. I don't want to be the first one there, do you?
Yeah,
do you want to be the first one there at a celebration of life?
Sure, absolutely. You don't want to show up fashionably late.
I don't know his family very well, though. Like, I've met his
wife.
That's
the point of the celebration of life.
Yeah, you get to meet
people.
Is that what it is?
Share stories.
Reconnect with people?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've never done one before.
Yeah, it will be good. You'll enjoy it.
Okay.
It'll be nice.
Yeah, embrace it.
Well, I'm embracing it.
Yeah, you're already trying to get out of it.
No, I'm not trying to get out of it. Is it wrong to say I'm excited? That's not the word. I'm not excited to go, but I'm happy that there's closure. There's follow up to when he passed so suddenly, my friend Bucky, and then so this is a couple months later. Like, it took us all by shock when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And it just this celebration, I've just never been part. I've been part of a handful of funerals before. You know, funeral start time at the church, ceremony, go to the thing, watch the grave, the cemetery there, and then a little afterwards, reception. This one's a celebration of life. I have no idea what the rules are on that.
Right.
Dylan, when you plan my funeral, all right, please make sure that everybody is well aware of the rules and the timing of all this. I don't want this to happen to anybody else when I die.
Okay.
Okay?
I will make sure.
All right. Bucky will be sadly missed, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Go to the whole thing.
Go to right at 1 o'clock. Well, I guess if I go at 1, right, and then I start seeing people leave after they've been there for, like, what is the appropriate time to stay at a celebration of life? I don't even know.
Some people will stay the whole time.
Is that a thing?
No. I mean, someone will stay the whole time for sure.
But what if somebody I haven't seen in a long time I really want to see it comes at 3 o'clock and I'm there at 1 o'clock? I got to wait till they get there. What if they ultimately don't end up coming because they're out of town on business?
Well, then you're not going to see them. You could always text them and see if they're coming.
Are you coming? I could ask them that.
You
could call them.
You got it.
All right. Robbie, are we ready to go? Did we buy enough time? You're good? You're just getting that thing set up? Okay. We're doing two things with marshmallows in this segment, and it's about bloody time, right? And I know you're probably waiting for the code word for the $20,000 sound, so we will get to that. Don't worry about it. We'll do it in a few minutes. We'll let the online audience catch up, but we've got to do a couple things with marshmallows. Should we do one thing now and one thing later so we can get to the code word? Megan's nodding here. So what are we going to do first? We've got two things. Dylan is trying to convince me, and everybody seems to agree, and I don't know if this is true, that colored marshmallows taste different than plain white marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were all the same.
No.
Just different colors. Like, all the M&Ms are different colors. They all taste the same. And marshmallows were in that same family of, sure, they're different colors, but they taste. Dylan, we all are different colors, but we're all the same on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
Not the case with marshmallows.
Okay.
Right.
So we're celebrating the differences of marshmallows here. Their unique individuality from one another.
Guess so, yeah.
Okay, we're woke with marshmallows.
Yes.
Okay. So, Dylan, I think you're the one that has to blindfold yourself.
Okay.
And eat these marshmallows and predict what color you're eating.
Sure.
I'll get a shot. To prove it here, okay?
To see if they actually taste different.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if I do it, I could just lie. and say, see, I was right.
Right. And you love lying.
It's not beyond me to do something like that,
right,
Dylan.
Yes.
So you could do that. But then we've also got this TikTok phenomenon that some are saying it was an April Fool's joke. Some are saying it totally happens. If you Google it, you just have to YouTube it. You can see it all over. If you put a marshmallow, one of those dry, and I love those marshmallows from Lucky Charms. You put one of those marshmallows in a microwave for 17 seconds, it somehow reconstitutes into a regular marshmallow.
Apparently.
That, to me, sounds like a magic trick, Dylan.
It really does.
There's no way this can happen. So which one are we doing first?
But we heard, or some people are texting that was an April Fool's joke, which is possible.
Right.
We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta
right.
debunk it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to figure that out. Which one are we doing here?
We could probably do both. At the same
time. We got to do the code word for the sound. Right. We're already 2 minutes late on the sound. You see, Dylan, time is money here.
Well, let's do the microwave.
The microwave, because it's only 17 seconds.
Okay, Robbie, you go on over to the microwave section of the studio here. This is the, there he is. He's over there.
If we have a microwave section, we need pizza pops.
Yeah.
Oh, we might have some in the freezer.
What?
Okay, microwave is here to stay. Okay, so which marshmallow is in there right now?
Well, I put a whole collection.
You put all of them in there?
Well, I put a bunch.
Let me take one.
Yeah, those look good, hey?
These
colorful?
Are so good.
I don't know why you'd want to put this in
clovers.
Your body.
Now, let me taste another one there, Robbie. I want to see if they taste different. So I just had a green clover. Now I'm going to have a pink heart.
Yeah.
Tastes the exact same.
Some people said I need to spritz some water on it.
Okay.
So I'm going to try that first. Okay. I'm just going to do a little sprinkly sprink.
Okay. There's about 12 Lucky Charms marshmallows in this bowl.
I think you need a little more spritz than that.
A little
Robbie.
More spritzies?
Yeah.
Dylan, if they do what they're supposed to do, allegedly, there's not going to be enough room in that bowl
for
all these marshmallows.
What are you envisioning? Because I don't think I'm envisioning the same thing you are.
I'm envisioning the marshmallow. Well, hold on a second. Is it 17 seconds per marshmallow?
No, when I saw the video when I searched the videos, they had a bunch.
All in there.
They actually put the cereal in with it. So we got to test this.
Okay, so there might be a few different attempts here, Dylan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We got a microwave in the studio
17
now.
Seconds. I'm envisioning that the little Lucky Charm marshmallow will
here
go
we
like,
go.
Boom, and it'll just pop into a big marshmallow. It'll pop into one big. Okay, so the microwave is going.
Wait, listen. That sounds scary.
11 seconds. Every microwave is different, though, too, right?
Hey. 7, 6, 5.
That doesn't
stand
sound
so
healthy.
Close.
Yeah. Megan, you might want to back up there. All right, and okay. Let's see what happened here.
I don't
here.
Think 17 was long enough.
Let's take it out.
Ooh, they got a little plumper.
Okay, ooh, they did. Here, let me taste one.
Try one.
Ooh, ow, ow.
Yeah, not
really. Oh, that one's stuck to my
nothing,
finger.
Nothing miraculous.
Well, put it in for 10 minutes.
No, don't do that.
Are you ready to get down? CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is KISS 97.
KISS.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team. 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Oh, man.
What?
I don't want to be the one to have to tell you this, but I am the one that has to tell you this.
Don't tell us. Is it bad news?
Yeah, it's
just
not
make
great.
It the two things you need to know.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't know about the tax increase.
Fair. Done.
Edmonton's 2024 operating budget is requiring a higher tax than initially approved in November of 2023. 2.1% higher is what they're looking at now at an 8.7% tax increase. Which is incredible.
It's a lot.
It's so much.
It's a lot. What does it work out to per $100,000 of your assessed value?
$65 more for every $100,000 of the value.
$65 more than our last bill or more than expected with this increase?
I don't know.
I mean, it's per year. I mean, it sucks.
Per $100,000.
To be honest, it totally sucks, and especially because it just seems like we're stretching our dollar. We're not stretching our dollar. We're not. We're ripping it at this point. But it's tough.
I don't know what happens. I don't understand. Like, they're saying operating the new metro line. That's part of it.
Yeah.
Bus services and like bus service hours. There's a lot of complaints from people. And understandably, if you take the bus or if you have to call one of the buses, they're not showing up. Your kids can't get on a bus. It really, really makes your life hard.
As somebody who's terrified on a regular basis of the Yegwave Instagram account, I also think maybe they should set aside some money for a little added security in some of the transit stations. But that's just me. Oh, God.
Expanding library service, Heritage Valley.
Books.
Right?
Get rid of that.
Which is nice. And then advance work on anti-racism and truth and reconciliation.
It's hard. It's there's so like it's such a hard job. to operate a city.
Like the budgets. Like, yeah.
All the things. Because if you cut one thing, you're going to. Remember how outraged we were when they decided to cut the spraying for mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Because of its excessive cost? Or when they reduced the snow removal budget? And then everybody's like, I can't get to work.
Right.
Nobody's ever happy about everything. And then when they're like, I guess we're going to have to ask you for some more money since you want all these things.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't want to pay.
Yeah.
I want all my stuff, and I want it for free.
Would be less than ideal, right?
Yeah.
Text message says, do you seriously not know that the UCP cut municipal funding? Seriously, man, this is the reason why our taxes are so high.
Oh, yeah. A lot of reasons. See, Dylan, why do you have to bring all that stuff up?
I'm sorry,
guys. Here's all I'm saying.
8.7% tax increase is high.
Look at the bright side.
Okay.
And the bright side is, simply put, the bright side is this.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm not the mayor.
Mm-hmm. You'd be good at that.
I would be good at it, but man, would I spend like it was going out of style. Right. This whole no red lights ever idea that I have, it's going to cost a bit of money.
Yeah,
it's going to take an insignificant investment.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But when I do it, Dylan, when I do it, you're all going to be happy that I did it. The concept, again, vote for Pepper for mayor. Yeah. Just to St. Albert, though, right? We'll start with St. Albert. But vote for Pepper for mayor.
Okay.
And you will never sit at a red light again. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to throw your property taxes go up 200%.
I don't see it.
But we'll figure it out.
No.
I wouldn't. Tell me you wouldn't pay more if you could never wait at a red light again.
Wouldn't, never.
You wouldn't?
No, bring my property tax down. That's what I want.
If I could never live at a...
But getting rid of the red lights would save money, wouldn't it? Electricity.
How?
Electricity costs.
Oh, how much can the electricity of a red light
recycle all that aluminum?
There'll still be lights. That's where it's tough, because other people are waiting, you see? Bridges everywhere, Dylan. It's going to be expensive.
Yeah, I just don't...
And ugly.
Not your best idea.
Oh, it's a good idea.
I'd vote for
you. I'm going to figure it out. Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah. Ice District Fan Park, May 25th, May 26th. There is a food truck festival a-coming. And I'm excited for this one. Over 20 vendors heading down. It's going to be 2 days with some of the city's best food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I just love a food truck. I don't know why. I just love that a truck can pull up and hand you food.
I'm surprised this wasn't a festival already, a food truck festival.
There's been lots of food truck gatherings.
Right.
But they're just calling this the festival.
Okay.
And they're making it happen at the Ice District. 30,000 square foot heated tent to eat, drink, and enjoy festivities in comfort, because it's on May 25th and May 26th. They are planning for if the weather is not good.
I don't like that.
In May, it might snow. That's why they're getting this big heated tent, just to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
No snow guarantee was a bad idea.
End of May.
Not ideal. So that's free to the public, and then obviously you would just buy what you want at the vendors, which is, I don't know, that's cool. It's going to kick off festival season with a food truck festival. Yes, police.
Text message saying, in Germany and lots of countries and different cities, they have a lot of traffic circles. Would you get rid of all lights for traffic circles still?
No.
Can I interest you in that? No.
No.
Okay. All right.
Get rid of.
I can't trust anybody
tax.
In a traffic circle. I damn sure can't trust me in a traffic circle.
No. It's very, very hard. All right, let's end with Oilers this morning.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports!
Oilers, they're hosting the Arizona Coyotes tonight. That's a 7 o'clock game.
Yes.
And then they host the Canucks tomorrow at 8.
What about four-way stops everywhere?
It'd clog everything up.
No.
Take too long. Too many people waving. You go, no, you go. You go, no, you go.
It's got to be a way.
5 games remain in the regular season. And we could end up number one in the Pacific Division after Saturday's game.
If they just keep winning.
What about on even hours of the day, north-south is always green, east-west is always red. On odd hours of
helpful?
The day.
No.
Ooh, boy. It's dangerous. But yeah, Oilers, if they keep winning, we could end up first, which is just unreal.
Tomorrow night will be the filming of Robbie's playoff song. Megan and Robbie going to be down at the Ice District.
Yeah, we want to invite people to come down at 6. Okay, we're meeting at the Ice District skating rink at 6, filming until 8, until the game starts.
Like a drawbridge. You know, the bridge comes down. No,
it's a... You're worried about the wrong things.
So if you want to celebrate the Oilers, just be a super fan, you can be in the video.
Yeah, that'd be wicked.
There's no real plan. We're just going to have fun. Bomb around. Big group of Oiler fans just taking footage, having fun. Could be in the video. So
that's tomorrow, 6 to 8.
And if you want, you can, if you want more info, if you're going to come, if you have any other questions, where to find us, you can just Instagram me if you want, Robbie the Intern.
Perfect.
We'll have fun. Go Oilers, go.
Tall cars go one way, short cars go the other, and go in between the tall cars.
Oh, my God. No. Those are the three things you need to know.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Text messages coming in, a handful to deal with here. One, what about more one-way streets?
What? How is that going to be?
If I'm going to eliminate all red lights. I ran for mayor.
Oh, it'd be a nuisance.
Eliminate all red lights.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of driving around.
The thought
around.
Originally was, and I, you know, as a mayor of St. Albert, right? That's where I live, and it's easier. The St. Albert Trail, it's got to go. And I would just, you know, no red lights on St. Albert Trail. I think.
But there would
like,
be
have you ever hit a green light on? Let me ask you. Ever hit a green light on St. Albert Trail?
Yes.
Ever?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Not once.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
No way.
Never happened.
Okay.
So if you could somehow get rid of that, you're going to win mayor, slam dunk. Like, yeah, but, you could not say anything out there. Like, what else are you going to do as mayor? Nothing. Just get rid of red lights.
But
you'd win. You'd get 98% of the popular vote.
If you're on St. Albert Trail and you have a green and I'm on Drew.
There's the problem.
I need a green as well.
That's the problem.
Mm.
So if I promise only green lights on St. Albert Trail,
right.
That's a better campaign promise. The problem is if you're traveling the other direction, you've got a real problem on your hands.
Yeah, because you'll only ever have.
I'll figure it out, Dylan.
Okay.
And then you'll call me your Royal Highness.
I'll
try. Or your warship. Ooh, I like warship more.
Okay.
You call me your warship, Dylan.
If you can figure it out.
If I will figure it out. Text message says they're roundabouts, not traffic circles. Big difference. Blah, blah, blah. No one knows the difference either. Anyway.
It's hard to drive in.
It's a close your eyes and hope. That's what they should be called.
No, you're the problem in them.
I am such a problem. Oh, I did a baddie the other day.
In a traffic circle?
Yeah. Or a roundabout. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us more about it?
No, because I don't know what I did. I thought I was doing it right, but apparently I didn't. Because after I got out, I was like, I'm lucky I survived.
Anytime we ever talk about it, and then we talk about the proper way to do it.
Nobody's right.
Everybody texts different ways, and it's scary.
That's the thing.
It really is.
I'm going to figure it out, Robbie.
I hope you do.
Overpasses seems to be the answer.
It'd be so expensive.
It would be pricey.
It would create jobs.
Yeah, I would create jobs, Dylan. Look at that.
Tori says, tell that guy that wants one ways to move back to Calgary.
That's true. A lot of one ways. And you still get lights on one ways.
Mm-hmm. Haven't figured it out yet. Perhaps maybe just
what
bike.
What if I created an elaborate public transit train system that took decades and decades beyond its promised completion
okay.
date to kind of crisscross around the city, but not really.
Gotcha.
Right? And just left big concrete tees up in the middle of roadways for some reason that we'll get to it eventually. What if I did that? Would that be a thing?
No, I don't think that's working out.
Damn it anyway. I've got to figure it out at some point.
I noticed the other day, though, by, what is it? What is that over there, Robbie, that mall that is kind of near your house?
Bonnie Doon?
Was that the Bonnie Doon Mall? Is that the one that goes by the LRT?
Yes. Yes.
I noticed the other day I was driving there and I thought the weirdest thing, the LRT just drives without the like arms and the lights that come down.
It's right. like a car and it goes the same speed.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Yeah.
That threw me for a loop. All of a sudden it was coming and I was like, where's the arms?
Yeah. No arms.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard. Sometimes I want to drive down those tracks.
Sure.
I was downtown yesterday, and I almost turned onto the LRT track.
Hey, if you just follow Yegwave on Instagram, you'll see people driving on those tracks all the time.
It's wild.
All the time.
Yeah. Mm. You're really scared of Yegwave.
I am terrified of that account, but I can't unfollow it.
Yeah, it's what's going on in our city. It's
I don't want to know what's going on in our city, Dylan. I want to put my head firmly in the sand and never bring it up again.
All right.
And another text message. Hey, I missed it. Who did a Bachelor Cam ultimately end up choosing? Yeah, give us a Bachelor Cam update because you've been texting with him a little bit.
I can't talk about Cam unless I hear the Cam song, unfortunately.
Oh,
my voice doesn't work.
Okay, there you go.
There it is.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. A real sexy man. We'll find love if we can. For Bachelor Cam.
Bachelor Cam, he ended up picking his girl, Kat, and they have been falling in love.
Is he calling her Kat already? I don't know if he can do that.
Why? What?
Is he calling her Kat? They have pet names already?
Well, that's like her nickname. Yeah, Kat.
Catherine?
Yeah.
Did she say, call me Kat?
I don't know if she ever said that.
I don't know.
But he's allowed to. That's his girl. He can say anything he wants.
No, you can't.
No.
That's not how that works.
There's limits.
No, in a relationship, you can call him whatever you want.
Respectably.
What do you think I'm saying non-respectably?
You can't call her idiot.
Yeah. As long as they like it, it doesn't matter. It's none of our business.
You have to be invited to call somebody something.
I don't think, not a nickname.
If Catherine and Cam started dating and Cam just started saying cat for no reason? Oh, no, yeah, no, it's over.
You can't tell someone to call you a nickname. That's even dumber.
You can call me cat.
So you tell your fiance, call me babe?
No, Big Daddy.
Okay.
So weird.
She never said, don't call me it, so.
Very odd. But he has to be prepared for her to go like, hun, we need to talk. I hate when you call me cat. He's got to be prepared for that.
Sure, right? Sure, that can happen.
Okay.
That's up to them.
Anyway, they're happy?
They've been talking.
For now.
I have access to, and I'm not going to share it because he asked me not to, and I respect Cam, and I respect Cap. But I have access to the very first text messages that they sent each other.
He screenshot it?
It is the most...
What, does Catherine know he's doing that? Sorry, Cat knows he's doing that?
He didn't screenshot. He just said what he said to her.
Okay.
And what she said back.
Yeah.
It was the most adorable thing ever. I was just, at that moment, my heart melted for this couple.
Aww. You can't tease us like that.
No, I'm sorry. I can't. All I'm asking him, though, is, are you guys having a nice time? You're both feeling great, I imagine. And he said, yep, he's back Sunday. And then he is already setting up dates for when he's back.
Okay.
So that's great news. They are talking while he's gone, which they haven't been able to do, right? Because they didn't have each other's numbers.
Texting or talking?
Texting and talking.
Ooh,
they talked for an hour on the phone.
Ooh, that's nice.
Which is lovely. And setting up dates for when they're back. Now, I'm not going to pry too much, but God, I miss being part of his life every day. And finding out everything that's going on.
Well, many people were demanding, right, that they wanted a Ashley Bachelorette. Ashley was the one that, one of the finalists.
Yeah.
A lot of people wanted, had their favorites of the four finalists, but a lot of people liked Ashley. And now they're saying, what about Ashley for the new Bachelorette? Ashley's cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend said, I'll take control of this one, Dylan.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to wait till maybe after the sidewalk sale.
Yeah, in May. Yeah.
Let's see how Cam and Kat end up doing.
Hey, listen, maybe June? Kat just texted me.
Mm-hmm.
Said I told him to call me Kat.
Well, then that's okay.
There you go.
That's okay.
Perfect.
Can't just start calling you Kat.
I mean, if she's texting, we should call her. I want to kind of see what's going on with them, don't you?
We give them a bit more time.
We said we'd give them a week, right?
Okay, I'm just going to say, how's it going?
We'll talk to them on Wednesday.
All right, okay.
Wednesday's when we'll find out how things have been, all right?
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Kat, so you can still text and tell me how it's going.
So we're talking about Ashley perhaps being the next Bachelorette, but that's after we do the Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale. This needs to get more attention because it is 1 month away from today. We've only given away four tables. Is that right, Robert?
So far, yeah.
Four tables so far out of 100 tables. So if you need a table, you know, this weekend's another Pepper and Dylan official decluttering weekend.
Mm-hmm.
See what you've got. If you could use a table, maybe we'll get a table to you. Coming up before the end of the show this morning, okay?
Yeah.
Plus, the $20,000 sound is worth $18,200. We've got some breaking news here, though.
News.
If you consider yourself an optimist, Kevin has some good news.
Okay.
If you have pet peeves in this world,
yes.
Kevin has some bad news. Uh-oh. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What do you have for us?
The Bedouin birds are back in Short Park.
Oh,
that's awesome. The cutest little guys.
Love those things.
Little itty bitties.
I have so many in my yard now, and I just love it.
Did he start bee-booing exactly 3 minutes before your alarm went off this morning, Kevin?
No, I think he's a little late. He was a little late this morning, but he was definitely there.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set my alarm later, Dylan, and see if the bee-boo knows to go 3 minutes before my alarm.
No.
And then I'll be getting up at the right time.
I will try it, I guess. Maybe
always.
He's trying to help you out.
I haven't heard bee-boo. Now, bee-boo's been in that tree of mine since I moved into that house in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Every spring, right outside of my window.
Right in that bird feeder, hey, with all that chickadee food in it.
I didn't know that was chickadee
good
food,
ones.
Okay?
That's how we know.
I had no idea. But he's not there this year, and I'm wondering, because that's the male mating call, right? That's me saying...
We think so, yeah.
Lonely. Horny.
Yes, yes.
anybody. Mm. And then my Beboo, very much like the homeowner, the property owner, my Beboo just didn't seem to interest anybody.
Yeah, it's too bad.
So he'd sit there well into the summer, Dylan. So, like, when the sun's coming up at 4 in the morning, he started doing this, right? Aww. Still looking, right? He's the last chickadee picked, right? But I think he settled down with somebody last
year.
That's
nice.
Because he's not Beboo-ing
he's
yet.
He's not Beboo-ing?
When or
did
he
you,
died.
When did you... Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be great? When did you first notice it, Kevin?
It was first, like this year or, like, in general?
Yeah, this year.
Today.
Today. Okay, I didn't hear him yet today.
Okay.
Oh, he may have found himself a love.
That's great.
Dylan.
That's nice. He is the cat and cam of your household.
Yes, he is.
I love it.
It's just a matter of time until they're back waking us up 6 minutes early, these damn things.
All right. We call them Beboo birds. A lot of people saying it's the cheeseburger birds.
Cheeseburger.
Same bird? They have different calls.
Uh-huh. It's a chickadee? Is that what it is? A black cap chickadee is what it is?
Black cap chickadees, yeah. Right.
Thanks, Kevin. Try and get some sleep. I guess you're going to have to shift your sleep schedule because of these days.
Absolutely.
All right, see you later.
See you, bye. Right.
I've never heard them called the cheeseburger
me
bird.
Neither.
Oh, I have since I was a kid.
Really?
That's cute. My dad called them, yeah. But they have different different calls. I think there are some that they sound like. They actually sound more like a
cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Because ours was always chickadee-dee-dee. That was what we would call them.
Yep.
I remember that.
They make different sounds. Birds are fascinating.
They are. I have so many in the backyard. It's so good.
They're cute. Little chickadees.
Burr.
Oh, yeah, there it is. That sounds like cheeseburger.
I hope he settled down, and I hope he's gone far, far away.
That would be nice. If he doesn't, I'll hook him up with someone.
Okay, thank you.
We'll do a whole thing for your bird.
Got the talent.
That's right. Bachelor Chickadee is coming soon. All right, we'll get you tables into the Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale, plus a $20,000 down. And Dylan tries to prove that colored marshmallows do indeed taste differently than plain marshmallows coming up.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
All right, Megan, get those marshmallows ready here.
Okay.
And I may be totally... My daughter's FaceTiming me. Hang on.
Oh, yeah? What does Tyler need?
Hey, Ty.
Hi, Ty!
Hey, what's the matter? Oh. Pardon?
And it's like there's a mouse in our house.
No!
Which house? Mom's
and
or dad's?
It's freaking moving.
Okay.
Yeah, they do that.
And like... Okay, so, like, Hiccup, like, I think she thought she killed it, and then I went to go scoop it up, put it in a poop bag, and it started, like, twitching and, like, moving, and I can't, and it's so small, and it actually, like, started screaming, and I can't do it. Can you please come and clean it up?
I'm at work, honey.
After work.
Well, so, wait a second.
Can you get the cat to do it?
Feed it back to Hiccup.
Did you hear that? You didn't hear that. This is my daughter FaceTiming. She's having a rodent panic right now. Hang on, everybody. We'll get to everything in a second. I've got a family emergency. My daughter saw a mouse in the house. Is it in the house? Where? Yeah, we're on the air. What time is it? Why aren't you at school? Pardon?
I thought a song was playing.
It ended.
It's over now, huh? That's how that works. So a mouse ran through what part of the house?
No, I went downstairs this morning to put my laundry in, and it was just laying there beside the litter box.
Okay.
It was a present.
And I thought it was dead because Hiccup was, like, staring at it, and it wasn't moving, and its eyes were closed. So I was like, okay, like, this is gross, but it's dead, so I can clean it up. And then I went downstairs to clean it up, you know, poop scoop, bag.
Yep.
I went downstairs to put it, like, scoop it up, and I stepped near it, and it started twitching, and, like, its claws were moving, and I swear it had moved positions from the last time I had seen it.
Is it still there?
Yes!
Is it alive right now?
Yes, and it's so little.
Well, the poor little guy's probably suffering. You gotta put it out of its misery.
No, let it outside.
Don't force her to kill it.
I can't kill something. Oh, Hiccup's there.
Oh, yeah, Hiccup's gonna take care of it.
Let the circle of life do its thing here.
So talented.
Tyler. How about go to school?
I have a spare, Dad. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Every time I ask why you're not at school, apparently, I guess. I don't know. I don't know my schedule. How am I going to know yours?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Is Hiccup getting it?
She's very upset by this.
Hiccup just looks so cash.
Well, she's a cat. She's so like mice.
It was a present.
Don't worry. Yeah. Let me see. Where,
most of the time, cats.
Now she's showing it to me, you guys.
Break their back.
How big is it?
Let me just screenshot it here.
They play with them.
Oh, that sucker.
He's
Tyler,
in pain.
Robbie, dead.
Yeah, if that thing's not dead yet, Tyler, it's going to be soon. You should put him out of its misery. You don't want him suffering.
It was just twitching. Okay, let's see. Oh, my God. I literally screamed louder than I've screamed in my life.
It's rigor mortis.
You got this.
Go, Tyler. Scoop it up with the scoop.
Cheering.
Put it in the bag. And then I'll tell you what to do with it off the air.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Is it moving? Is it?
I think it's.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. Come on, honey. You can do it, honey.
If you're just tuning in, this is Pepper's daughter found a mouse in the in the house.
She's FaceTiming me in a panic. Come on, sweetie.
It's almost dead.
What happened? Oh, don't run. Don't run from it. She's running up two flights of stairs.
Did you get it?
No, it moved and she ran away.
Tyler, is everything okay?
It's just a mouse. I shouldn't downplay it. I'd be that way with a spider.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, it's okay, honey.
A lot of texts about this being the best segment we've ever had.
I know. She just FaceTimed me.
Come on, Tyler. You
got
this.
One more time. Go down there. Come on, hon. Come on. Tyler.
Tyler. Tyler. Tyler. Tyler.
You can't leave the mouse, Tyler.
Yeah, he's suffering.
I have to leave for school in 10 minutes. Oh, Hiccup, can you please kill it for me?
Yeah.
Hiccup, please.
Hiccup brought it to you as a prep.
Oh.
Again, this is Pepper's daughter trying to get rid of a mouse that is in the house.
I don't know where she gets these irrational fears from, Dylan.
Me neither.
Oh, my God.
What? He's suffering.
Tyler, you gotta take care of him.
Just stick him in a bag quick and then throw it out the door.
You can do this. You can do this.
Or off the balcony.
No, come on.
I actually cannot kill an animal.
Well, you don't have to kill it, but get it out of there.
Put it in a bag.
Hop the fence and go get Riley, and he'll come and do it. He'll be mad as hell at you that you woke him up before 2 p.m., but he'll get over it.
Tyler, you sure you can't do this?
Oh. What? Billy for school. I'll call him. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, he's going to answer. Okay, so that, how are you going to get to your car?
Are you sure the mouse is still alive?
Better go check.
My car? I can go out the front door.
Okay, go one more time. One more time.
Come on, Tyler.
Let's see where it is. He's suffering. You need to put him out of his misery, hon.
But I can't do that. Oh, God. I can't even walk down the stairs.
Okay. I know. You can do this, hon. Come on. This is a big moment for you.
And a bigger moment for the radio.
I really think so.
Come on now.
Okay. We're all waiting, Ty.
Come on. Sweetie, we got to give away a code word in a second. Would you hurry up?
Is it not till 8?
It's almost 9, hon.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, okay. 9. That's what I meant.
Okay.
I don't even.
Oh, look at the poor guy, Robbie. Look at him.
Is he alive? I haven't seen him.
Look at.
Hold on. Oh,
he's
lying
on his side. Oh, Tyler, come on. You've got to do something for this poor guy. Oh, his tail moved. Oh, dear God. Oh, God. Okay.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I did see that, Tyler.
So it's still alive. Where's Hiccup in all this?
It's like,
okay. God, fair enough.
Can you drop like a cinder block? I don't
know. No, jeez, gosh.
No.
Just put a glass over it or something.
What is that going to do?
Well, I'll come and clean it up when I get home.
Suffocate. Oh, man.
It's in the same place. I'll leave it for you.
Okay, just put a bowl
over it. What if it's not in the same place and then it's like crawling through your bed later?
In your shoes.
What the
right.
Hell?
Yeah.
No.
It's possible. Just put something over it so it can't run away. I don't know what to do with the poor guy.
I know. And then Tyler's not helping it. Tyler, I thought you liked animals.
I'm not going to be back in St. Albert for like 2 hours, 3 hours. You don't want him sitting there.
I'm just like, I'm so taken back.
It sounds that way.
Just a little.
Okay, let me know what you do, hon. You can do this. You can scoop him up.
I feel like Megan is like the type of woman that could like do this for me.
She's not leaving work to get rid of a mouse, Tyler, okay?
Where's Kristen?
Like, I feel like she's so she's strong, Vancouver. She could be like, I'm doing the right thing for the planet, and that'll crush it, and then throw it out, and that would help me.
But could you not just scoop it on, like, a plate and toss it outside so it at least has a chance of something?
And then wash the plate.
Yeah.
No, like, once I leave for school, I don't think I'm coming home.
Okay, I'll...
Especially not with a mouse there.
Yeah, maybe she'll move back in with me. Then.
There you go. It's possible.
Okay, I'll take care of it, hon. Just look at it again. It shouldn't be suffering for several hours. Maybe call Riley, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call him right now.
To school. Love you.
Love you.
That cat really let us down.
You bought that cat. What an average cat.
No way. Hiccup brought that as a present.
Yeah.
And she's so proud of herself, probably.
In a sick way.
She's so talented.
We've got a couple people waiting on hold here. I can't even remember what's going on. So, Megan, you can put those marshmallows away for now.
Yeah.
We'll do the colored marshmallow taste test in a second here. I don't even know. Who's on line one, Robbie? Do you know? Because I called somebody, too.
Is this Jen?
Hi,
Jen.
Howdy.
What's going on, Jen?
Well, I'm just going to work.
Okay. Oh, you want a table at the sidewalk sale?
I do.
Okay. Sidewalk sale is 1 month from today. Robbie, what are the rules? How are we doing?
Well, I was going to grill her to see what she wanted or what she has to give away.
Right.
Or to sell. Sorry. We are running out of time, though.
We are running out of time.
I have a ton of stuff. I'm an auction junkie, so my husband's banned me from the auction right now until I get rid of everything.
What?
Name five random things that you'd be selling at our sidewalks.
Jewelry. I have, like, collectible coins. I have houseware stuff. I have everything you could think of.
Okay.
Sounds like a pretty good table at our sidewalk sale.
And it's not a business, so you'd only have to pay $25?
Well, I will have no problems getting more to the Robbie Fund. It's great fun.
Okay. Oh, we'll get you in. Okay. Auction stuff is awesome.
You've got a table for the sidewalk sale.
Woo!
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Hang on, and that's how we'll do it through the course of the month until we have all 100 tables full. Okay, real quick, this is Lars. He's been waiting. Thanks for your patience, Lars. I didn't know we'd have a rodent infestation issue to deal with. But
this was the funniest thing ever.
Lars heard something by happenstance on the air, and he wants some more details on the video shoot tomorrow. Robbie, can you explain to Lars what's happening, please?
Lars, Megan and I are trying to wrangle up some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to meet downtown in Ice District before the Oiler game, which is at 8 p.m. They play Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
So at 6 p.m., we're meeting downtown. Whoever wants to show up can show up, wear Oiler stuff, just get ready to have fun. Megan's just going to follow us along with cameras, and whatever happens, happens.
And you're just trying to get enough video footage for your playoff song, which is coming in a little over a week now?
Yeah. So the song is set to be released next week. I'm not a good guy on video.
Okay.
I'm not a lip syncer. I'm not a guy that wants to be in front of the camera. So I'm asking people to help.
So you're hoping for a mob of people before the game on Saturday.
It'd be great to have a mob of just happy Oiler fans having fun.
A big game that they're playing against the Canucks, right? Could be for first place in the division.
Exactly.
So he's hoping a lot of people will be there, and we can start filming, pre-filming, I guess, some of the clips for the video that's going to accompany Robbie's playoff song.
Exactly.
Well, they're going all out today this song, right?
It's just fun. Like, it's a good vibe, and people love it when the Oilers are in the playoffs. So
what time in the Ice District?
6 p.m. We are meeting at the Ice District skating rink and just going from there. We're bombing around whatever comes to mind.
Look for the cameras and the lights and the production crew.
Maybe not lights.
Come decked out in Oiler stuff. Sound good, Lars?
That sounds like fun.
Okay.
I'm going to try to be there.
Okay, you bet. Thank you very much, Lars.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, 6 o'clock on Saturday. Okay.
Wear your Oilers garbs or, you know, if you want to wear, like, some traditional wear. I know that there was a mention of some people that are Indigenous dancers that asked about coming, and so I feel like that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's going to turn out pretty great.
So,
she just left the mouse, apparently, guys.
Yeah.
She just left it there.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Okay, get the marshmallows ready. Let's do this here. No more dilly-dallying. No more putting it off.
I had to clean my mouth out.
Robbie getting ready with the rights and wrongs. So we're going to send you into your weekend coming up in a few minutes. Plus $20,000 sound. Katie will have your next chance to guess what the sound is. This sound right here, the one we've been doing. You know it by now. It's this one. $18,300 is the jackpot. At this rate, if nobody guesses it, it will hit the maximum $20,000 on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, so Katie will have that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plus, again, another reminder. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock, if you want to go to the Ice District, you can meet Robbie and Megan there, who will be filming some segments for the upcoming video for his yet-to-be-heard Oilers playoff song. We won't hear it until the playoffs start, but they're getting to work on making a video ahead of time. So we'd if you're going to the game tomorrow night or if you're in and around the area, you know, A, watch out for stabbings, and B, come and see Robbie and Megan.
Yeah.
All right.
It's safe. Ice District is safe.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. This is the discussion this morning. Dylan's, and I might be totally wrong on this. Now, I'm not sure if this is necessarily scientific. I guess the best way to do this, Dylan has said, and many of the audience agrees, that colored marshmallows, these are the miniature or are these the regular size?
Miniature.
Miniature.
Four fun fruity flavors, it says on there.
That you can
that's a pretty easy
tell the difference in taste between colors and between that and a white one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Did, okay. did you want to see that again?
I can see them, yes.
Four.
Okay.
Read that.
What's it say?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
What? I can't. What? Multicolored miniature marshmallows. Guamo voa miniature multicolore.
Yeah, yeah, right here. It says right there.
Oh, yeah. Four fun fruity flavors.
Oh.
Okay. I don't agree with it for a second. Marshmallow is a marshmallow is a marshmallow.
Okay. I'm just saying that it says it on the bag.
Okay, so put that toque over your eyes. Here's how we're going to do it. Megan, you keep track, okay, of the colors that he eats, and he's going to predict what the colors are. What are the four colors that are available?
I don't even know what that is.
There is a peachy orange.
Okay, peachy orange.
Ooh.
There is... I gotta put this in the light. Oh, I'm dropping marshmallows.
Like the lime, right?
Ah! Yeah, there's like a... greenish.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. They're all blurring together. Is this where I find out I'm colorblind?
What? Your eyes are that bad?
Yeah, I'm pretty blind.
Let me see that bag.
It's like yeah, help it out, Rob.
This is going really well here.
And then there's like a pinky purple.
Yeah, let me see this. Okay. So it says the actual flavors
are there
the
white
bag?
Ones in the multicolored?
Is the white the lime?
Oh, boy.
Where does it even or say like anything?
It doesn't tell you it's what colors.
Okay. Can you guys not tell colors?
Keep track of them here, and let's feed them to Dylan. Let's see if Dylan indeed can tell the difference in taste between colored marshmallows. And again, a lot of people saying that I'm out to lunch on this one, that it's not true, or that they don't all taste the same. They do have a different taste. So here we go. Dylan's blindfolded. Feed him marshmallow number one and keep track there, Megan.
Okay, okay. This is marshmallow number one.
Oh. Mm, okay, okay. Put that in there.
Okay.
What color? Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm just
testing
the first
you can tell the difference
one.
In colors.
Color number two.
Okay.
Oh, so you're going to reveal all at the end?
Well, I got to try at least two to figure out. Like,
and you're keeping track of the order, Megan?
Yep.
Oh, that one's lime for sure.
Okay. So the second one was lime, he says. Okay, it was a green one. Okay.
Number three. Ew.
Oh, it definitely doesn't have a smell. There's no way.
Mm-hmm. That one I can't really tell.
Can't tell.
That
okay.
one you can't tell.
Okay.
Okay. And then I believe
that one.
The colors.
Maybe pink.
Okay. Okay.
Are we tossing a white one in there?
Yes, of course.
Oh, or did I already?
Oh.
Okay. Next.
No peeking.
How could I peek
with your eyes?
You just look down.
With your eyeballs.
Yeah.
This one's a colored one.
Okay.
I don't know what color though. Okay. Cherry, maybe?
Okay, that was the fourth one.
Cherry.
Cherry. Okay.
What do these things taste
and
like?
The fifth one, Megan.
Fifth one. Should be the last.
Oh my, they're so similar.
The flavored colors?
Yeah, I'm just trying some now.
Yeah, that last one I couldn't tell you what color it is.
Okay.
No.
All right. Megan?
Okay.
The first one he wasn't sure.
Orange was the first one?
Or he's guessing orange.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know the first one.
What
at all,
was the first one?
Okay. First one, you guessed orange. It was in fact pink.
Okay, well,
close.
I don't know.
Pink.
Got that wrong. No, because number two.
Number two, you had guessed lime.
Yes.
And I would confirm that that's correct.
Oh wow!
The
good job.
Of this one.
Nailed it. They're so mm-hmm.
They're similar, but you can taste the lime
you can
one really,
barely
really well.
Even tell the colors apart. They're so subtle.
Third one he said was pink. Megan, what was it?
What?
Third one, he said pink, but it was actually
yellow.
It's actually a yellow.
Oh, God, Dylan. Ugh, yeah. Not even close.
Yeah.
Wrong. Two wrong. One right. Fourth one, he said, might have been cherry.
Fourth one, cherry. That was an orange.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. It's so hard to tell.
God. And the fifth one, he said he had no idea.
And that would be because it was the regular one.
It was regular.
There we go.
You got
there we go. We have no idea.
No, but that, I didn't say I could tell the color taste. I said that the
we give you half a point. You got exactly 50%.
I said that they taste. They have
no,
a taste.
No, you didn't even get 50%. You got 1.5 out of 5.
Yeah, how about this, though? Okay. Then what we'll do with Pepper is we will give him one that is of the color
variety. No, marshmallows are disgusting. I don't want them in my... No, I got...
But you'll be able to tell that there's a flavor.
Of the white. So you only have to have two.
Okay.
Okay.
Try it just so you can know. Okay.
Just go.
Okay. Okay. Do I have to close my eyes?
Cover your eyes.
Okay, well, let's do this here. While you're walking over here, this is how we say goodbye and head into the weekend. Here it is.
You ready?
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday. We get to stay up late.
Robbie.
Have a good day. We'll see you Monday from 5:30 till 10.
Wow.
Hey,
I didn't do anything. They're throwing marshmallows at each other.
That's fun.
Children. You realize I just took my glasses off to close my eyes? I don't have to do that, hey?
I did to put a toque over my head. I don't know what you're doing.
Okay, I got my eyes closed. Put one in my hand there, Megan. Okay, so I'm supposed to tell if this is colored or plain? Oh, they're so disgusting.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, God. Okay. They taste the exact same.
No.
They're the exact same.
Come on.
Were they the exact same? No, the second one was colored. Was the second one colored? Yeah, okay. Well, then
so they
I
do have
wrong.
A taste.
Okay,
yeah! Fine.
Add it to the rights and wrongs, Robbie. We argue a lot around here, and nothing more important than proving that we're right. Robbie, what are the rights and wrongs?
Okay,
for the week?
Starting it off, is Primer just big paint trying to get us to buy more paint?
Just ridiculous. If I'm going to have to put an extra coat on, I'm not going to buy an extra can.
Right.
I got the same color.
But no, we did find out. It is valuable. Mm-hmm. It has a purpose.
Yeah.
It makes you use less paint. So it makes things cheaper.
But you still have to buy more paint to use less paint. You
right.
see the problem here,
but
Robbie?
You should end up on the positive side. If
it's
you use
bogus,
primer.
Dylan. Bogus.
Bogus. Well,
Dylan does get the point there.
There you go.
Dylan with the point. Go, buddy.
Does the sun make you sneeze?
So weird. There's a name for it. Isn't it called a chew disorder?
Yeah,
something like that.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan didn't believe it. Happens to Pepper,
mm-hmm.
So Pepper gets the point.
Dylan's just anti-sun. He hated the eclipse. He hates the sun. He doesn't like sneezing.
I
just don't think the eclipse is silly.
Moving on.
Okay, sorry.
If I lose this bet and have to get the face tattoo,
mm-hmm.
is the ear part of the face?
We never really did. Did we end up deciding? Is the ear part of the face?
I think we determined it was not.
Not part of the face.
It doesn't That's count. Right.
It's connected to the face.
It's, right. Yeah.
Right.
It's on the side of the
extension of the face. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, Pepper, you got the point there.
Yeah. Ride 'em, cowboy.
Infestation by tent caterpillars once every 4 years or mosquitoes every summer.
Ah, this was a good one. In Ontario, Northern Ontario gets a lot of weird bug infestations.
Yeah.
Right. Shad flies in certain place in North Bay.
Right.
Then we get this caterpillar infestation in Timmins. Would you rather that every 4 years or just bad mosquitoes every year?
So the year we have the infestation, we wouldn't have mosquitoes at all, you're saying?
Yeah, no mosquitoes.
Ever.
But every 4 years we get these tent caterpillars taking over the city.
Oh,
so that, like, when you walk or drive, it crunches.
Little caterpillars.
Or we never get that, but we have to deal with the mosquitoes we have to deal with every year. Dylan said, I don't want mosquitoes.
Ever.
You deal with tent caterpillar infestation.
100%. Well, most people would.
Listen, I was away that day.
You were.
So who wound up winning it?
I don't know. What does it say there?
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, so Dylan won that.
Oh, good for him.
You
good,
got it.
Good job, bud.
Damn it.
Yep, Dylan wins that one. Should Pepper go to the doctor before his spreadsheet of concerns is full?
100%. He wants to put 15 on a spreadsheet. Most people said the doctor won't see you for more than 3.
That's ridiculous. Yeah,
some have signs that say we are only going to address 2 or 3.
Just trying to save time, you know? Trying to be an efficient patient.
I mean, you might not need to be a patient if you wait that long.
Well, I've got 8 right now.
Gosh, go to the doctor.
Ah, they're minor concerns. The blood will go away.
Yeah, no, you should go.
What? Okay.
Go to the doctor. Dylan gets the point.
Thank you.
Do you take your grocery cart up and down the aisles or park it and go get your items?
Yeah, this was St. Bogotude.
I disagree.
You got mad at me for doing this.
Your cart and keep your hands on it.
You were away that day, Robbie. What do you do? You push your cart, you park your cart, and then walk down the aisle and grab what you need and then walk back and put it in the cart? Or do you take your cart with you the whole time?
I take it with me.
Good for you, Robbie.
If I do park it, it is well hidden out of the way where it won't interfere with people.
I accidentally took a different cart
at
Costco the other day.
That could cause a fight.
Yeah. Part of the problem.
Yep.
But up and down the aisles was the decision. So
damn it!
Would you rather pee your pants when you're alone or pee your pants with your significant other?
This one was ridiculous.
Katie fell down, bumped her head, peed her pants. She was with her boyfriend. She says that was embarrassing. Don't you want somebody who cares about you with you when something like that happens?
No, when you pee your pants, you want to be alone.
Could have been a really drastic emergency.
And if there was a drastic emergency, I would have changed the way I thought about this and said I would want someone to be there for an emergency. But when peeing your pants, I don't want my significant other there.
You did
a
one-word answer on it. What happened, Robbie?
Alone.
Yeah.
You have to be alone. So, Dylan, you got the point?
Yeah, it only makes sense.
Do you have a pet named Fluffy?
There were 3, I think, that came in.
There was a lot.
Right.
There was actually a bunch.
Yeah.
It was just a debate we had.
Yes. A lot
of
people name their pets Fluffy, dog.
Yep, yep. Pepper, you got the point.
Yeah.
And do colored marshmallows taste differently than the white ones?
Yeah, they do.
Barely.
Barely.
But they do.
Even though you can't tell them apart, you did know that they taste different.
Bogus, man.
Which means Dylan!
Woo! Yeah!
Dylan!
Feels good to be a winner.
Enjoy your weekend. Any final thoughts, Dylan?
Yes, absolutely. If you can find yourself bologna this weekend, make a sandwich. If you can't find yourself bologna, have a pork chop. Love you guys. Take care.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.